Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. New Jersey lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban flavored vaping products. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from Pensauken.
Governor Murphy is expected to sign this bill into law, meaning flavored vaping items won't be allowed to be sold or distributed 90 days after he puts pen to paper. The state Senate passed the ban 22-15, with the Assembly approving 53-11 yesterday.
New Jersey health officials say there have been 56 confirmed cases of lung illnesses related to vaping and one death. Around the country, thousands of people have gotten sick. Vape shop owners, however, have been trying to fight this legislation. They say it will put them out of business. According to the bill, those who break the law will be fined $250 for the first offense, $500 for the second, and $1,000 for three or more. SEPTA regional rail riders now have to tap out to get out of Jefferson Station. This is the second day that rail riders have had to use their SEPTA key or rail pass to tap or slide out at the turnstiles at the platforms. SEPTA officials say it's the next step for the technology to more accurately track riders and make sure they're charged the correct zone fare. KYW's Mark Abram spoke with Sue from Abington, who says it was painless.
I saw you. You made it through okay with tapping out there or sliding out.
Sliding out.
How you had to do that on a Monday. That was the first time. What do you think about this? Is this
not a big deal?
Yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that crowded, so it was no problem.
SEPTA ambassadors are guiding passengers through the procedure. Most riders seem to be taking it all in stride. SEPTA plans to expand the tap-in, tap-out process to Suburban Station next and then gradually have the system operational at turnstiles at other stations across the system by late spring, early summer. After years of political drama, Philadelphia is getting its first speed cameras. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, they're going up in places that have seen quite a few fatal crashes over the years.
Roosevelt Boulevard has a notorious reputation as one of the deadliest roads in the country. But lawmakers in Philadelphia are aiming to change that by installing speed cameras down the 15-mile stretch.
The cameras are going to be in every lane. There'll be signage to warn you. It's not about trapping people. It's about changing behavior.
During the installation of the first speed camera at Roosevelt and Solly Ave, Scott Petrie with the Philadelphia Parking Authority said the pilot program will place 32 different cameras at 8 different locations.
Spread from the Bucks County line all the way down to City Line Avenue.
He says the idea of the program is to really make people pay attention.
If it follows national trends, there'll be immediately 60 to 68% reduction in speeders.
Petrie says after a 60-day grace period, speeders going more than 11 miles over the speed limit will start getting tickets with graduated rates that can hit $150. A few pieces of legislation which crack down on sex trafficking are expected to go before Pennsylvania's House Judiciary Committee today. Over the years, Pennsylvania legislators have expanded and strengthened prostitution laws while clearly defining other pieces like not charging children who have been prostituted. Shea Rhodes is director and co-founder of the Institute to Address Commercial Sexual Exploitation at Villanova University School of Law.
Any policy and legislative reforms to protect sex trafficking victims and survivors and to shrink the market has to address the demand, those individuals that buy sex.
She's advocating for a package of bills which crack down on Johns and changes some of the language used in the crimes code.
Focusing clearly on the fact our legislature recognizes that demand is what drives the market for traffickers to sell their human commodity.
Another bill calls for convicted pimps to go through a sexual violence rehabilitation program. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.